Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The time and place has not been disclosed, but the White House says the president has decided how the U.S. will respond to the drone strike carried out by Iranian-backed militants that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan. ABC's Ann Flaherty says the response will come in phases.
I did speak with the U.S. official who said this is going to unfold across several days. You could see this in multiple countries. We are expecting strikes possibly in Iraq and Syria, possibly even Yemen as well.
Senate leader Chuck Schumer says lawmakers are close to finalizing the bipartisan immigration deal. That measure also includes critical aid for Ukraine and Israel. The fate of the bill, though, uncertain if it reaches the House. California residents getting hit by back-to-back storms. Heavy snow and rain could lead to more flooding in parts of Southern California. And jobless claims jumped last week by 9,000 filings compared to the week before. That is the biggest increase in 11 weeks. This is ABC News. A hostage situation unfolding at a factory in Turkey.
Turkish media reporting two gunmen have taken seven hostages at a factory owned by U.S. company Procter & Gamble in Gezbe, northwest Turkey, with the move coming in apparent response to the Israel-Hamas war. P&G's head office in Cincinnati confirmed an ongoing incident, with a spokesperson saying, quote, "The safety of P&G people and our partners is our top priority. Earlier today, we evacuated our Gezbe facility and are working with local authorities to resolve an urgent security situation." In Nesda Liquitera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Stormy skies and threats of torrential rain and flooding in California. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
Right now, it's a steady rain coming down. This is the beginning of what could be about 3 weeks of rain. There are worries about power outages and flooding. This is a start of it, and then a bigger storm coming in on Monday, maybe going through next week and into the next week. This is going to be a long thing hitting California.
I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCL News is sponsored by Meister Log & Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Partly cloudy and frosty tonight with a low of 25. Scattered clouds early tomorrow, then mostly sunny and a bit cooler, high 40, and mostly clear tomorrow night with a low of 25. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm, and after reaching a record high of 50 today, our current temperature is 47 degrees.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X Series line comes in three sizes, while the Y Series comes in one size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y Series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The universities of Wisconsin may not be done closing in-person classes at two-year branch campuses.
I anticipate there will be more two-year campuses closed down. It's going to be painful, though, and I think Jay and the Board of Regents are doing the best job possible.
That's Governor Evers speaking at a WisPolitics luncheon this week. A total of 4 2-year colleges will stop offering in-person classes after this spring. State lawmakers want to offer some relief to communities where the universities of Wisconsin are closing two-year branch campuses. A bill in the legislature would give $2 million to county governments for repurposing empty academic buildings. The grants would be administered by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Governor Tony Evers was in La Crosse yesterday as part of his State tour to promote his executive order on creating a healthcare workforce task force. Evers toured Western Technical College and its health classrooms on the tour. Evers has visited other technical colleges this week as part of the tour. Evers said the failure to address the healthcare workforce and expand Medicaid by the state legislature has led to decisions like the one in northwestern Wisconsin to close multiple hospitals and clinics, leading to over 1,400 healthcare professionals to lose their jobs. Governor Evers says hospital and clinic layoffs in western Wisconsin didn't have to be as sweeping as they are. He blames former Governor Scott Walker and the legislature for turning down more than $2 billion in Medicaid money under the Affordable Care Act.
Simple as that. If Medicaid expansion was in place, some of those folks would have gotten more money through Medicare and maybe have saved their jobs.
A new governor's task force is looking for solutions to Wisconsin's health care worker shortage. John Ike heads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. He says the problem is especially bad in the state's smaller communities.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
Small-town Wisconsin has it especially bad as the state scrambles to fill a shortage of health care workers. Ike says fewer rural providers means patients don't get quality care.
Maybe the staffing ratios are worse for patients. I mean, I think there's a lot of ways that patients are not served as well.
The panel aims to offer some solutions in time for work on the next two-year state budget. Eagerly awaited redistricting reports that will recommend new maps expected to reshape the balance of power in the Wisconsin legislature are due to the state Supreme Court. The political stakes in today's deadline are huge in the battleground state. Republicans have had a firm grip on the legislature since 2011, even as Democrats have won statewide elections. Four of the past six presidential victors in Wisconsin have been decided by less than a point. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ordered new maps in December. Consultants hired by the court were to issue their recommendations today after reviewing six proposed new sets of maps. In honor of National Energy Assistance Day today, the Wisconsin Department of Administration and the Public Service Commission are sharing a reminder that the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program, or WEAP, is available to help Wisconsin households with energy assistance and weatherization needs. Each year, more than 200,000 households across the state turn to WEAP for help with their heating and electric bills. WEAP is part of the state's Comprehensive Home Energy Plus program, providing assistance with emergency energy needs and furnace repairs, conservation service, and weatherization for those that meet income eligibility. Eligibility is based on household income, household size, and energy costs. Residents may be eligible if the gross household income is 60% of the state median income level or less. So far this heating season, 112,251 Wisconsin homes have received more than $57 million in financial assistance, with an average heating benefit of $349, an average electric benefit of $224. Households can apply online at energybenefit.wi.gov, by phone at 1-800-506-5596, or visit energyandhousing.wi.gov to find out about available resources. With the warmer temperatures expected and soft roads being brought into question, the Richland County Highway Department has decided to continue to monitor the frost levels under the roads. As of now, the department is potentially going to post road weight restrictions on all county roads starting February 10th. This is only a potential start date. The Richland County Highway Department wants you to start anticipating the road bans going into effect. Depending on the frost level, the ban could be delayed. We are in the wake of the warmest December on record, and we closed out January with high temperatures hitting 47 degrees. Challenging the current records on the books for the last day of January, so will the tide turn as we kick off the last month of meteorologic winter? The short answer is no. Temperatures are continuing to trend above average at least into the first 10 days of February, and the chance of any significant snowfall is looking low. Beyond that, we'll see if the groundhog sees a shadow tomorrow or not. Six more weeks of winter. Civic Media's Brittany Merlo says Wisconsin needs it. The wild winter weather Wisconsin has been facing is not only affecting people and businesses, but also birds, too. The owner of Wild Birds Unlimited in Rib Mountain tells News 9 that it's specifically affecting birds' eating habits. With no snow covering native plants, they are able to feast away. If people feed birds in their own backyard with bird feeders, they should have bird food with sunflower seeds, peanuts, and safflower. For those unsure about the effectiveness of bird feeding, experts say most winters it can be a matter of life and death. The lack of snow this winter is hurting many Northwoods communities dependent on tourism. WXPR reports that several Northwoods communities have already lost over $6 million in revenue in December and January because snowmobile trails haven't opened. Now chambers of commerce in seven counties are asking for state assistance to help keep business open. It's unclear when or how that assistance might make it up north, but leaders say they're worried that new businesses that don't have the capital base to make it through bad years might have to close their doors. An internal investigation is clearing two ambulance workers of wrongdoing in the death of a woman in Milwaukee 2 weeks ago. She called 911 after slipping, falling, and hitting her head. Jim Baker runs Curtis Ambulance. He says it's not the crew's fault they couldn't find her.
I'm sure they don't feel good about it. We don't feel good about it. It's like a series of unfortunate events. And it's sad, but it's a reality of what we deal with in EMS every day of the year.
Jolene Waldriff died from the fall by the time a passerby found her. A jury has convicted a Door County man of reckless homicide and other charges for starting a fire that killed two people. Tuesday, jurors found 59-year-old Anthony Gonzalez of Sturgeon Bay guilty on two counts of second-degree reckless homicide and five counts of recklessly endangering safety in the second degree. Gonzalez told investigators he accidentally started the fire in his room above Butch's bar when he was trying to refill a cigarette lighter. The fire destroyed a building that housed the bar and several rented rooms. Gonzalez faces up to 25 years in prison on each of the reckless homicide charges. Sentencing is scheduled for May 10th. A stand-in for the groundhog in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Zoo announced that its annual Groundhog Day weather prediction will be done by penguins. Following the death of the zoo's most recent groundhog named Gordy last year, the zoo's Humboldt penguins will be looking for their shadow tomorrow while the zoo seeks a new groundhog. The rules are the same. If the penguin sees its shadow, 6 more weeks of winter. If not, in early spring. This year's Groundhog Day ceremony will be held at the zoo's Taylor Family Humboldt Penguin Habitat. Today's winner of $75 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Sue Carley on ticket number 21.
Meister Log & Lumber would like to remind all landowners with timber property that trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log & Lumber Company to help you manage your property timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 8, and again tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to the family, Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad, or Bloom City Cemetery Association. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro. Virgil Buzz Peckham, 90, of Richland Center, died Monday at Riverwood Senior Living in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held Friday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 3 until the time of service at 4. Virgil Buzz Peckham, 90, of Richland Center. Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel, died Saturday after a courageous battle with Alzheimer's dementia at Divine Rehab and Nursing Home in Fenimore. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the BMZ Methodist Church in Boscobel. A private burial will be held at a later date at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the BMZ Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family, BMC Methodist Church, or the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel. Gerald Blaine, Jerry McCauley, age 77, died Monday. Memorial services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Park Street Christian Church. Friends may call at Park Street Christian Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Park Street Christian Church, stained windows, or Viola American Legion. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald Blaine, Jerry McCauley, age 77. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center, died January 24th at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center. Ian J. Brander, 39, of Lone Rock, died Monday at home following an extended illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church with burial in the Spring Green Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Friday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church Saturday from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to an animal rescue of the donor's choice or toward a scholarship to be established in his name. Ian J. Brander, 39, of Lone Rock.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a wild weather pattern we've been dealing with. Winter was delayed, smacked us all at once, and now it's vanished like it never even happened. As the snow melted away, we battled thick, intense fog that lingered even through this morning. But finally, a weak cold front pushed through this afternoon, and it brought drier air along with it from the north. That is what cleared the fog. Finally. It sure was nice to see that sunshine today, and high temperatures feeling more like spring to kick off the first day of February. We hit high temperatures of 50 degrees. We sure flirted with the record high for today, which was set back in 2012 of 52 degrees. Just 2 degrees shy from tying that record, and 3 degrees away from breaking it. But here's the unusual thing. Our high temperatures for this time of year are usually around 28 degrees. But instead, that's what our low temperatures are going to be tonight. It's been an upside-down winter, so for your Friday morning, it'll be a frosty one, with a few scattered clouds to start, but becoming mostly sunny by the afternoon. However, it will be a bit cooler. No need to bust out the puffy coat. But yes, high temperatures will only hit a mere 40 degrees, while the rest of the state stays in the upper 30s. It's kind of ironic that I'm calling that chilly in February, but we'll make up for that on Saturday. We'll be under abundant sunshine as highs climb to the mid-40s. And the days stay bright and beautiful Sunday, too, as we climb into the upper 40s. And for those of you who like to flirt with the 50s, well, you get to do that on Monday, Tuesday, and even Wednesday. With no rain in the forecast and definitely no snowstorms, we are stuck in a very dry weather pattern. You're probably asking, why? Well, a high-pressure system building into Canada right now is sliding over the Great Lakes this weekend, and it's going to park itself for quite some time. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you?
Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through longtime relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly clear and 46 degrees after a daytime high of 50, which is a new record, and a morning low of 28. Yesterday's high was 45, and we received no precipitation. The old record that we broke today was 46 degrees. That was set back in 1986, and the record low is 30 below, which was set in 1985. Last year's high was 25 with a low of 8 below. Sunset already took place tonight at 5:13, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:17. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.96, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 46 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee takes a look at tonight's high school sports schedule.
The Ithaca boys basketball team makes up a game at DeSoto. It's also New Lisbon at Wonewoc Center, Royal at Nacita, Brookwood at Cashton, Hillsboro at Bangor, GET at Viroqua, and Reedsburg at Stoughton. In girls basketball, Shoalsburg at River Ridge, Boscobel visits Mineral Point, Darlington at Iowa Grant, Southwestern travels to Fenimore, Riverdale at Cuba City, Westfield at Mauston, Belmont travels to Highland, Lafarge at Waseca Steuben. It's also Dodgeville at Platteville, Lancaster is at Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien is at River Valley. All in girls basketball. DeSoto plays at Seneca, and a Ridge and Valley Conference showdown tonight as Ithaca playing at Kickapoo. The Bulldogs are coached by David Klang.
It's always a big rivalry with us and Kickapoo, and so it's kind of nice that we were able to beat them once and give us some confidence knowing that we can do it, because the last couple of years they've always kind of just seemed to have our number, and so hopefully we can kind of go in there and win, and then show that we can win and win against good teams on the road and kind of have that confidence build in for tournament time.
The Bulldogs hit the road to take on Kickapoo tonight. The Panthers have played well since the first of the year. Here's Coach Eric Weigel.
Since Christmas, we were able to beat Leona Wabino. They were eighth in the state when we beat them, and we lost by 5 at Waseca, who only has 2 losses. We've lost to Highland since Christmas, but other than that, we're 15-5, and I'm pretty happy with where we're at.
The Bulldogs and Kickapoo can be heard tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show, which will get underway around 7:15. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. from residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders, 2 large bulk tanks. Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. The 6th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers will try to avoid a trap game at Nebraska tonight. With all eyes on the game against top-ranked Purdue this weekend, it would be easy to overlook a much-improved Cornhuskers team, even though they have a 15-6 record. Wisconsin won the first matchup at home last month, 88-72. Coach Greg Gard's team is led by A.J. Storr's 15.9 points a game, and center Steve Kroll and forward Tyler Wall are both averaging in double figures. Tip-off for tonight's game will be at 7:30, and you can hear that game on WRCE 107.7, AM 1450, online at wrce.fm, and on the Civic Media app. Damian Lillard got the tribute and all the love. His former team got the game. Portland welcomed its star home last night, then held off the Bucks 119-116. Lillard scored 25. Milwaukee has lost 2 straight games under new coach Doc Rivers and has dropped 3 out of 5 since firing Adrian Griffin. The Bucks are now 5 games off the pace being set in the NBA Eastern Conference by the Boston Celtics. Milwaukee plays at Dallas on Saturday. Jordan Love's ability to lead the NFL's youngest team to the divisional playoff in his first year as a starter has the Green Bay Packers eager to work out a long-term extension with him. Love agreed to terms on a 1-year extension that made his deal run through 2024 after the Packers traded 4-time MVP quarterback Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets last year. Love becomes eligible for another extension in May. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst says that I think will go down that road. Boston College head coach Jeff Halfley will be the Packers' new defensive coordinator. He takes the place of Joe Barry, who was fired. Halfley has rejected previous opportunities to coach in the NFL, but the changing face of college football reportedly led to his move. He takes over a Green Bay defense filled with a young and talented group of several first-round draft picks. Matt LaFleur has been Packers head coach for 6 seasons, and Halfley will become his 3rd defensive coordinator. And former Southern California defensive coordinator Alex Grinch has resurfaced at Wisconsin as the Badgers' new safeties coach. Wisconsin was seeking a safeties coach after Colin Hitchler left to join new Alabama coach Kalen DeBoer's staff. Grinch is a 2-time semifinalist for the Frank Broyles Award given annually to college football's top assistant coach. He has been a defensive coordinator at Washington State from 2015 through 2017, Oklahoma from 2019 through 21, and Southern California from 2022 to 2023. He also was Ohio State's co-defensive coordinator and safeties coach in 2018. He got fired at USC with 2 games left in the 2023 regular season. And the Brewers are announcing some American Family Field upgrades for the 2024 Major League Baseball season. The one fans will notice first is a new LED digital display in center field. It measures more than 12,000 square feet. New scoreboards and LED displays will also be added behind home plate and along baselines. The team says the new 3rd Street Market Hall Annex will be located on the right field log level, featuring 4 vendors to please any hungry fan. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Heating and cooling systems are some of our most used appliances. When problems arise, the HVAC experts at Strang's are ready to help with your maintenance needs, 24-hour emergency service, or designing and installing a whole new heating and air system. Strang's has a long history of providing worry-free comfort with top brands like Lennox, Water Furnace, Grundfos, and Westinghouse. Call the team at Strang's to find out what they can do for your home. Strang's, people helping people, using experience and knowledge to serve the community.
The Okooch Mountain Humane Society reminds everyone that a great way to beat the cold weather blahs is to give a forever home to a warm, fuzzy cat or kitten. To that end, there are lots of wonderful cats and kittens currently available for adoption from OMHS. Check out the OMHS Facebook page for pictures and descriptions of many of the adorable cats and kittens currently available for adoption, as well as for information on how you can meet and get to know them in person by appointment only at the OMHS Adoption Center at 391 Clarkson Street in Richland Center. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Gunderson Bosqueval Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Bosqueval today.
This Farm News and Market Update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City. Taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor, McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans and corn were lower Thursday. Cattle finished higher and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on fund and technical selling. U.S. soybean export sales are a marketing year low, reflecting Brazil's hold on the market due to a price advantage. Near-term weather for Argentina does look hot and dry with a chance for rain late next week. March beans were down 19 at 12.03 and a quarter after briefly dipping below 12. May beans were down 19 at 12.13 and three quarters. March soybean meal is $6.60 lower at $3.61.70, and March soybean oil is 42 points lower at $45.60. Corn was down, monitoring development conditions in Argentina and second crop planting in Brazil. Exports have slowed down a little bit, but it was a bullish week for sales, and Mexico did buy more than 200,000 tons on Thursday morning. March beans were a penny lower at $4.47 and a quarter. May was down a quarter at $4.58 and a quarter. And wheat was mixed. Export sales were bearish due to Russia's dominance, which has also pressured global prices. Drought conditions have eased in most U.S. winter wheat growing areas. March Chicago was up 6 1/4 at 601.5. March Kansas City was down 1 1/4 at 620.75. March Minneapolis wheat was up 3 3/4 at 696 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply, watching direct business develop at sharply higher prices. Brent Barnett will have more on that in just a moment. February live was up 240 at 179.75, and April was 247 higher at 183.17. March feeders were up 472 at 244.87. April feeders were 437 higher at 250.52. And hogs were mixed, mostly lower, unwinding spreads, with February down 55 at 75.80 and April $1.07 lower at 83.75. Brent Barnett has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Office. In direct cash cattle trade, some light business was reported in parts of Texas at 178, $3 higher than last week's weighted average. In the north, some cattle have sold at 280 dressed, $3 higher than the previous week. Cattle in Iowa have sold for 280. Boxed beef cutout values were mixed at the close, with choice up 40 cents at $2.94.94, and select was down 92 at $2.83.25. The choice select spread was $11.69. And estimated cattle slaughter was 126,000 head. Cash hogs closed steady to higher on Thursday. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 79 cents, with a base range of $54 to $67, and weighted average price of $63.35. Estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, up 2,000 head on the week, and down nearly 12,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plains. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. With more contraction in the cattle herd, the CEO of Cattle Facts says that could signal good news for prices. Randy Block says supplies are going to decline in 2024, 2025, and probably again in 26.
If you think about our markets in total, we're still going to be in a situation that cattle prices will trend higher.
More news is next.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry. But if a baby is sleeping in the back seat, will you remember they're even there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting them in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat when you leave. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The CEO of Growth Energy says the Biden administration's push for electric vehicles could threaten low-carbon fuel options. Speaking at the organization's executive leadership conference on Thursday, Emily Score said EV mandates are not the only answer to reducing emissions.
The current proposal reflects a dogmatic fixation on EVs. It presents a false choice between two extremes, fossil fuel-only vehicles or mass adoption of EVs. Neither one is reality.
The National Milk Producers Federation expects its proposals for federal milk marketing order reform to be the foundation of conversations moving forward. More soybeans were crushed during December 2023 than any other month on record. USDA says that crush was 204 million bushels, up 4 million from November and 17 million from December 2022. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Making decisions for the 2024 growing season. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid. The 2024 growing season is right around the corner, and on this week's episode of Managing for Profit, an expert with AgroLiquid suggests paying attention to small details can help growers make some important decisions for their operations. More coming up on Brownfield.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
Galen Beer, sales strategy lead for AgroLiquid, says the first step is to review results from recent soil testing.
You know, I always like to say that a farmer's managing a production factory out there, and that is the soil. And no good factory manager would go out there without knowing his inventory of what he's got already. So that's what the soil test is going to show someone. If they're going to grow wheat, it's important to look at what micros are out there. If it's corn, obviously you're going to look at the micros that would benefit those crops, you know, regardless. So we want you to see that inventory, and that kind of helps you know where you're not going to have to spend money, and then we can focus on the areas that we probably do need to spend some money.
He says soil testing can still be done in early spring, but it's best to look at data from the fall.
I like the fall. Part of the reason is just that a lot of times in the winter, soils kind of mineralize off nutrients. So a spring soil test, and it's better than no soil test, trust me, but a spring soil test might overestimate a little bit the nutrients that are actually in that soil. So a fall soil test right after you're finished with the growing season, to me, gives you a better picture of what's going to be available to that next year's crop.
Beer says growers should look at more than correcting deficiencies.
We want to look at how things interact together. So there are some nutrients that perform better when they're kind of in a certain combination or certain relationship to each other. So zinc and phosphorus have a relationship in corn. Manganese and iron have that relationship in soybeans and wheat. And you might look at a soil test, and in fact, I looked at one yesterday. The iron level was 100 parts per million. That's a very good iron level. The problem was the manganese level was 600 parts per million. And though that's a rare soil test, this is a very specific area. But my point is those two numbers should be closer together. So while iron might look good if evaluated on its own, when you compare it to its companion nutrient of manganese, it should be closer, so we'd need to spend a little money on iron.
He says producers can seek help from trusted crop nutrition experts by visiting agroliquid.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from 10 Stock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a bigger crowd. Large squares topped at $255 a ton and large rounds topped at $215 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Potosi Brewery items, household tools, feed bins, and much more. Online only auction ending February 21st at 6 p.m. Soft close. Watch for many more online only auctions at www.10stockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
What a great experience competing in the WIAA State Wrestling Tournament Series in February. For a high school athlete to stand on the podium at state makes all the sweat and tears seem well worth it. Lime Ridge Ag is proud to support all the wrestlers from this area. Every day, Lime Ridge Ag works hard to help farmers by providing livestock feed and nutritional advice, prompt and professional service, Rob Seco Seed, and General Farm Supplies.
forget about what we had. Take a look at her and do you like what you see? Or do you wish it was me? I'll be there, back of your mind, from the day we met to the very last night. And it's just too bad you already had the best days of your life. And does she know about the times you used to hold?
From 2008, that was Kelly Pickler with The Best Days of Your Life. I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be bringing you some great music up until high school sports time, and we will be bringing you tonight in girls high school basketball, Ithaca at Kickapoo, and Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. Pre-game starts at around 7:15, depending on how soon the JV gets done playing, so either a little before 7:15 or maybe a little after, but around that time, expect to hear some great sports action right here on WRCO 100.9 as well as on WRCO.com and the Civic Media app. And we are having the best days of our life weather-wise this week, a lot better than what it's been the past few weeks. And right now, we actually today we broke a record. We hit 50 degrees today. We're down to 44 according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge, but that's still pretty nice for a winter evening in Wisconsin. And they are talking, Brittany Merlot is actually talking about maybe some frosty conditions tonight with a low of 25. But tomorrow's supposed to be a little cooler, supposed to be in the 40s. But now they're talking like through the weekend, 45 on Saturday, 47 on Sunday. And it just keeps going up and up. And by Wednesday, we should be up to 51. So we got to love it. And by the time Wednesday comes around, we probably won't have any snow left. And it's hard to believe also, we are already in the first day of February. January just went by so fast. And tomorrow's Groundhog's Day. So the groundhog will be able to let us know whether or not he saw his shadow. I don't know which groundhog you follow. I'm always familiar with Jimmy, so I'll go by what Jimmy the groundhog says. But hopefully, it's hard to say to tomorrow if it's partly cloudy. Actually, it's scattered clouds tomorrow early. Then it's supposed to be mostly sunny. So hopefully those clouds will be out, and that way the groundhog won't see his shadow. And then from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a male gray and white long-haired cat. It has no collar. The cat was lost between Basswood and north of the Richland Center Fairgrounds. And if you find this cat, give a call to 608-647-3724. And coming up tomorrow, St. Luke Church in Plain is hosting a family-style fish fry. That's going to be from 5 to 8 in the church hall. Carryouts will also be available. The church hall is handicap accessible. Coming up next is Pam Tillis. When You Walk in the Room.
It was wishful thinking.
I saw your truck. It's just my luck. Trying not to look, but I die to feel your touch.
We two fall gone after 2 a.m. Both drunk, standing under neon lights. We two fall gone if you're looking at me singing. Take me home tonight. Should we pick your place or mine?
A thousand times I thought of calling. No matter what I do, it always comes back around.
I don't want you. Whatever happened before, I don't care anymore. It's you over and over again.
We two fall gone after 2 a.m. Both drunk, standing up.
broad girl and whiskey's gonna ease my mind. Beach towel dress on the drying line. Do I remind you of your daddy in his 88 Ford? Labrador hang out the passenger door. The sand from your hair is blowing in my eyes. Blame it on the beach, grown men don't cry. Do you remember that beat down basement couch? I'd sing you my love songs and you'd tell me about how your mama ran off and pawned her ring. I remember everything. A cold shoulder, a closing time. You were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment on the nights with you.
You're drinking everything to ease your mind. But where the hell are you gonna ease mine? You're like concrete feet in the summer heat. It burns like hell when two souls meet. No, you'll never be the man that you always swore. But I remember you singing in that 88 Ford. A cold shoulder, a closing time. You were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on. And passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment on the nights with you.
Cold shoulder, closing time, you begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment on the nights with you. A rod girl and whiskey's gonna ease my mind. Beach towel dress on the drying line. Do I remind you of your daddy in my 88 Ford? Labrador hanging out the passenger door.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. In a surprise speech on the Senate floor, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, New York Democrats, said details of a years-long-awaited bipartisan immigration deal will not only be released in the coming days.
The Senate will be in session and will hold a vote on Monday.